Okay, good morning, everybody, on this Erev Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. I thought I'd introduce today's Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, which is really about the theme of Hashem's interaction with the world at large, but through the Jewish people, as a perfect metaphor for what Matan Torah was all about. Of course, Matan Torah, you know, is a very private moment between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ve'atem tiuli mamlachas ko'ani ve'goy kadosh. It signifies the Jewish people's special relationship with Hashem. Torah tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that's why Torah is really a private affair between Hashem and the Jewish people. But at the same time, following the Sforno's opinion with respect to what it really means to be a mamlachas Kohanim, the job of the Kohen is Yoru Mishpatach Yaakov V'Soreschal Yisrael. Within the Jewish people, the Kohen has a sacred responsibility to be a teacher even before he's involved in Avodas HaMikdash. Only then, Yasimu Kitarav Yapecha V'Chalil Mizbechacha. So the Sforno says that's our responsibility, right? L'lamid L'chol Min Ha'enoshi L'chol Tzolam Elokim, to project certain messages. So Matan Torah was at once a very private, intimate, particular affair between Hashem and the Jewish people, and then on the other hand, it reflected a moment of cosmic significance. As a matter of fact, the Netziv, in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, really makes that point in a very persuasive way. He talks about how Sefer Shmos is called Sefer HaSheni because creation itself could not be considered complete, not just creation vis-a-vis the Jewish people, but creation vis-a-vis the entire world. Kol Yoshevei Tevel, right, all humanity, could not really be considered complete until the Torah was given, because the Torah has messages for us, to be sure, but the Torah has messages for the entire world. That same Gemara that I just alluded to, which says that a Gentile who studies Torah is violating, you know, one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. It's a question whether it's an act of immorality, of Gilui Arayos, Al Tikri Marasha L'Murasa, or perhaps an act of larceny, of stealing. Marasha lanu v'lo lahem, so it's a din of gezel. But the same Gemara goes on to say, but b'sheva mitzvos did who? Within their seven mitzvos, which are really very expansive, all of the halachos that govern non-Jewish people, that if they're osik in those mitzvos, Rabbi Meir says that they've achieved a status that's greater than the Kohen Gadol, which is nechnas lefnai v'lefnim, who goes into the most sacred areas. Again, the Torah has a very important message for the entire world, and it's our job, and as the Sforno writes, as a mamlachas kohen v'goy kadosh, to project that message to the world. So we really pick up on a lot of those themes with that introduction in Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. B'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim beis Yaakov me'am l'ways. When God took us out of Egypt, ha'isa Yehuda l'kadsho, we were sanctified as God's people. Yisrael mam shalosav. The Malbim points out that just as God, you know, sanctified us at that moment, v'atem tiuli mamlachas kohen v'goy kadosh, through Kriyas Yamsuf and then Mamad Har Sinai, Yisrael Mam Shalosav, we allowed Hashem's Memshala, His Majesty, His sovereignty over the world, to be expressed in Kriyas Yamsuf. Had we not the Nachshon Ben Aminadav, Ha'isa Yehuda Lekadcho, had we not been able to take that leap, God would not have been able to manifest Himself to the whole world. So we are an important vehicle for God to be clear, for His presence, for His sovereignty to be clear. Unequivocally so to the entire world. Hayam ra'av ayanos hayarden yisov v'achor, the bodies of water, whether it was Yamsuf or 40 years later the Jordan River, right, turned in our presence. Harim raktu chelel mitzudas David, amongst others, point out this is a reference to Matan Torah, that the mountains themselves were dancing. Givaos kivnei tzon malucha hayam kitanus. This is an extraordinary event. Hayarden yisov v'achor. Harim tirkidu chaylim givaot kivnei tzon. Right, it clearly must be something of cosmic importance, as we alluded to for the Netziv. Milifnei Adon chuliyaretz, not just, you know, Har Sinai, but the entire world was trembling in God's presence. Milifnei Eloa Yaakov, from the God of the Jewish people. Of course, He's God over the entire world, but He is particularly manifest through us. Right, the Yisrael Mam Shalosav, we enabled God's majesty to be fully manifest, to be clear to the entire world. And then we finish on a beautiful image. Ha'hofchi hatsur agamayim. He takes the rock and he turns it into an agam mayim, right? A flowing water, chalamish, a flintstone, the mayno mayim, a wellspring that rejuvenates itself, right? So it's not just that God can cause the world to tremble, but God can bring, from the most barren and desolate of circumstances, God can bring life. and God could bring all that water symbolizes with its spiritual and physical sustenance. So just to return for a moment, especially in light of what's going on in Israel on this Erev Shavuos, and we spoke in Shul yesterday about how it was Erev Shavuos that we had the Hachvazat Hamdina, the declaration of the Medina, so In Chadash Tachas HaShamesh, in many ways where we're exactly where we were 73 years ago, Erev Shavuos, with Israel in many ways isolated from the world, Hinam Levadad Yishkon, and people debating, in quotation marks, debating the morality of Israel, defending her men, women, and children from indiscriminate rocket attacks, as if there was a serious moral debate to be had there. It's, of course, tragic when anybody innocent dies, but Hamas literally and deliberately makes it impossible for Israel not to do so. And no matter how hard we try, and there's been no more army in the world, in really world history, than Tzahal, doesn't mean that anybody could possibly be perfect. And it also means when your enemy is deliberately trying to get its children killed, it's extremely difficult to prevent that from happening. When we're trying 100 times harder than they are to save their children, because they're actually trying to harm their children, it's extremely difficult for us. But be that as it may, this pasuk of Ha'isa Yehuda L'Kadsho is very deeply reminiscent of a pasuk that appears later in Tanakh in Sefer Yirmiyahu, later chronologically speaking, where Yirmiyahu says the following, Kodesh Yisrael Adonai Reishis Tivuaso Kol Ochlav Yashamu Ra'at Tavo Alehem Neum Adonai, that when the Jewish people are Hashem's sacred people, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, right? Ha'isa Yehuda L'Kadsho Yisrael Nam Shalosav, Reishis Tivuaso. So in this Erev Chag HaBikurim, right, as we're approaching that Chag HaBikurim, when we bring our first fruits to Hashem, let's remember that Hashem says we are His first fruits as well. And therefore, Ko Ochlavi Hashem, anybody who would dare to try to consume the Jewish people, Ra'a Tavo Aleihem Nu'um Hashem, that Hashem has made it very clear what the fate of such individuals will be. We wish that it weren't so. We wish for a day where there will be Lo yisa goyel goy cherev lo yomidu ad milchama. As the Rambam writes, and we'll see milchama imadam ba'olam ad shekorin al shalom tchila. We yearn for shalom. Right? It's kol habrachos kulam biyachad. That all the brachos together really add up to shalom. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz u'shchavtem ein macharid. We do not revel in this in the slightest. We do not revel in having to do this. But at the same time, kol achlavia ashamu, anybody who tries to eat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first fruits, the Jewish people will find themselves in dire straits. Ra'a tavo aleihem ne'um Hashem. And if that is the order of the day, as our enemies have insisted that it be it. And so with that, I wish everybody, obviously, a Chag Sameach, Kut Yantif, and may we hear Bisarot Tovot, Yeshuot V'Nechamot from the land of Israel. May Hashem give us peace through strength, as I like to say, Adonai owes La Moyitain Adonai Yivarech et Amova Shalom. O's and Shalom are not contradictory, but through O's we will merit Shalom Be'ezrat Hashem. Chag Sameach to everybody.